Ukraine launches series of drone strikes on Russia on final day of presidential election. By Breitbart London on March 17, 2024. AP, Ukraine launched a new massive wave of drone attacks Sunday as Russians cast ballots on the final day of a presidential vote set to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for another 6 years. The Russian Defense Ministry reported downing 35 Ukrainian drones overnight, including 4 in the Moscow region. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said a fifth drone, close to the capital's Domodedovo airport, was later downed on Sunday morning. No casualties or damage were reported. According to the Defense Ministry, another 2 drones were shot over the Kaluga region just south of the Russian capital and the Yaroslavl region northeast of Moscow. The attacks on the Yaroslavl region, which is located about 800 kilometers, 500 miles, from the Ukrainian border, were some of the farthest launched by Ukraine so far. More Ukrainian drones were downed over the Belgorod, Kursk and Rostov regions that border Ukraine and the southern Krasnodar region, the defense ministry said. Belgorod Governor Vyacheslav Gladkov said the Ukrainian shelling killed a 16-year-old girl Sunday and injured her father. A drone fell on a refinery in the Krasnodar region, sparking a blaze that was extinguished a few hours later, according to regional authorities. A worker at the refinery died of a heart attack, officials said. Refineries and oil terminals have been key targets of Ukrainian drone attacks. The attacks followed a series of other Ukrainian drone raids and other attacks over the past few days that Putin described as an attempt by Ukraine to frighten residents and derail Russia's presidential election. Those enemy strikes haven't been and won't be left unpunished, he vowed during Friday's meeting of his Security Council. I'm sure that our people, the people of Russia, will respond to that with even greater cohesion. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military said that 14 Russian drones had been shot down over the Odessa region Sunday. The attack follows a Russian ballistic missile assault on the southern port city Friday, blasting homes and killing at least 21 people. A second missile then targeted first responders who arrived at the scene, officials said. Britain's defense ministry said Sunday that the country's defense secretary, Grant Shapps, abandoned a trip to Odessa earlier this month because of a Russian missile threat. The Sunday Times reported that Shapps, who visited Kyiv on March 7, had been warned by British intelligence that Russia had become aware of his travel plans. Russian forces also launched 5 S-300 anti-aircraft guided missiles at Ukrainian-controlled areas in the Kharkiv and Donetsk regions, as well as 2 X-59 guided missiles in the Chernihiv region, the Ukrainian Air Force said. As the war drags into a third year, Russian forces have made some slow and incremental gains along the front line, relying on their edge and firepower, while Ukraine has fought back with more drone attacks deep inside Russia and cross-border raids. On Saturday, 2 people were killed and 3 others were wounded in the Ukrainian shelling of the Russian border city of Belgorod, which has faced regular attacks. The Russian military also claimed it thwarted another attempted cross-border incursion by Ukrainian sabotage and reconnaissance groups on Saturday. The Russian Volunteer Corps, which includes Russians fighting alongside Ukrainian forces, released a video on social media Saturday alleging to have captured 25 Russian soldiers. The claim couldn't be independently verified. Cross-border attacks in the area have taken place sporadically since the war began and have been the subject of claims and counterclaims, as well as disinformation and propaganda. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.